Well, the trucker died in 1946.
Do you ever have any reunions?
Oh, no, there's nobody left.
But, I mean, did you after...
No.
We were hard company.
And Bill Peters, the engineer, he died 5 years after the trip. He died in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We only had, when we made that first trip, we only had 150 horsepower diesel engine in the boat. And for the second trip, they'd put an engine in 300 horsepower.
Make a difference?
Well, yeah, quite a big difference. I'll tell you what, with regard to the historic site itself, you have out there at the coast.
Yeah.
I've often thought, you know that boat, when you lay around Vancouver, it's quite a while before they ever did any work.
Yeah.
And it was practically nothing but a skeleton.
Yeah, just rotting, really.
I don't know whether you saw it when it was in its, almost its final stages of decay.
No, I just moved to Vancouver last year.
Well, I tell you, there was practically nothing left to it.
Yeah.
And there's a great many people that deserve an awful lot of credit for putting that boat back, restoring it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it is a piece of history.
It sure is.
You know? Yeah. I don't know, the Canadian people don't seem to bother too much with their heritage, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been a shame to see it go, but there are an awful lot of people that should be given credit for doing the work they did so that few people have that historic site out there now.
Have you visited it?
Well, sure, I was there when it was opened.
Yeah. Guest of honor.
I beg your pardon?
As a guest of honor?
Well, all of the surviving crew members were taken out there by the National Historic Site. When we started reconstructing that boat, they had nothing except a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no pictures of the interior. It had all been torn apart. They didn't know how big the rooms were. They had lost the plans, you know. Most of those old plans were all gone. The plans of the vessel. And see, the boat had been redesigned inside in 1944 by the Navy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was originally constructed by Broad Shipyard.
Uh-huh.
But the Navy, after the war, of course, all the work they did work on so many ships, they just couldn't find the plans at all. So
they had to go back to people like you, I guess.
Well, I was just going to explain to you that the National Parks Branch of Canada looked after historic sites.
Yeah.
They had a historian called John Thompson.
Yeah.
Just a young fellow.
Yeah.
And that fellow got in touch with everybody that he could get in touch with that had been on that boat.
Uh-huh.
And took interviews with them, just like you and I do now. He took them with a tape.
Yeah.
Asking about doorknobs, the colors of the interior, the paint, and what was on the walls. Did you have any pictures?
He must have remembered things you didn't even know you knew.
Well, I tell you, there's an awful lot of things that we couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Now is that John Thompson, the historian of the National Historic Parks of Canada?
Yeah.
And then he was working in conjunction with the late Captain Frank Harley, Royal Canadian Navy retired,
yeah,
who organized the format of the reconstruction of the vessel with great dedication and skill, I'm telling you. And the unfortunate thing was that his untimely death just robbed him of the joy of seeing the results of his dedication, because I can walk on that boat now, and I would think it was exactly the same as it was when I was on it.
Were you ever decorated, or the crew ever decorated, Captain Larson, for what you did?
We were decorated with the Polar Medal by the King.
Yeah.
For the first trip.
Yeah.
And we got the the bar to the Port of the Meadow for the second trip. And the boys that were on the second trip, who were not on the first trip,
just got the medal.
Got the medal. Mm-hmm. But there's I just want you to realize that there are others that worked on that boat that should be given public acclaim, because
the people who worked on it, getting it back to restoring,
the people who worked on it.
I'll be meeting those people this afternoon.
Well, by golly, just make a note of John Thompson, the historian.
John Thompson. We'll do
the late Captain Frank Harvey, who died before he could complete his work, and who, I'm sure, if he hadn't have started it, it would never have gone through the way it did, because he was a wonderful man. Then there was Mr. A.C. Wildsmith, Mr. R. Featherweather, and Mr. C. Brunet. Now, I think Brunet is the pronunciation. It's spelled B-R-U-N-E-T. I think that's Brunet.
Brunet, yeah.
Now, they were engineers. They belonged to the engineering branch of the Department of Northern Affairs. Mm-hmm. And all these men were in touch with me, either by telephone or letter, for months and months and months, asking me to answer questions. And those men must have spent hours and days and nights working on it.
Months.
And there's another man who stands out tremendously, and he's still with the department. Now, he is Wayne Caldwell, curator of the National Historic Sites. Now, if there ever was a dedicated man in that type of work, his responsibility was to get all of the paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And his old...
the relics. Things like pictures of Sally.
Yeah, pictures of Sally and old tin cans that used to have milk in, old radios. And if you see that man, just congratulate him on the splendid job that he did.
I'll say hello to him for you.
Wayne Caldwell.
Mr. Hunt, I've got to go now. I've got to rush off down to the boat and get my guided tour.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, it's been a great honor talking to you.
If you want any more information, if anything crops up, something or somebody mentions something to you that doesn't seem to jive with what we've been talking about,
give me a call.
When are you going to print this thing?
Well, I'm going to be writing it up to appear in papers on Tuesday. I don't know what papers it'll call, and I know Winnipeg Sun in your town is not maybe not the best paper of all time, but they used my stuff quite a bit.
Right.
And what I'll do,
you're with the Sun, aren't you?
No, I'm with United Press International, so I'm a wire service.
Well, I'll tell you what you do.
I want to send you a copy of the story.
Just tear the page out. You don't need to send the whole thing, but I'd like to put it in all the clippings I have.
What's your address, Pat?
46
mm-hmm.
Inwood Crescent.
Inwood?
Inwood Crescent.
Can you spell that, please?
I-N-W-O-O-D.
Crescent. Okay.
And R2Y-1-E-3.
Pardon?
The code number is R2Y.
R2Y-1-A-3. Well, it's been a pleasure and a great honor talking to you. You're part of Canada's history.
That's
Patrick Hunt?
Patrick G. Hunt.
Very good, Patrick. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're in town.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.